I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. I am here weekdays, give you something a little different from 9 to 11 o'clock. This is a safe space here for independent thinkers out there. It is an odd time to be a more independent person. I don't care about either one of the political parties. I'm not a fan of 95% of politicians, so I'm rarely ever happy with anything they do. And being independent is an odd spot. I ran across this just this morning, just a little while ago. I was doing some searching on the Democratic debates last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We found out last night why Michael Bloomberg tried to buy the nomination from the outside. he stepped in last night, and they certainly went after him. I was trying to find some clips on what went on in the debate. I've got some of them on there, particularly the Bloomberg beatdown that took place last night. But I went to one of the most predictably clip-worthy places, and that is a website called The Gateway Pundit. This is one of the pro-Trump. It's a Republican. I don't like to use the word conservative with a lot of these sites because a lot of the things that Republicans put out there as conservatives, not real conservatism. You know, war is not conservative. It's just a whole lot of thing. Most of the, you know, the right-leaning, the Trump-supporting websites are going to twist the news just to be, to fit with, you know, one team versus the other, just the same way that Huffington Post will do it from the left. I mean, supporting the CIA and the deep state is not liberal in any way, but the Democrats have found their way to try to convince their supporters that, you know, the FBI is their friend now, and the CIA and John Brennan are their friend. It's just interesting, and this is why I say this is a weird time to be on talk radio as an independent person, because of the hyper-partisan nature of the world we live in right now. I can see that very clearly, and most people cannot. If you're in a bubble, it's very hard to really see from outside that bubble. You don't even really know you're in it. I mean, I guess people know, you know, people travel with those same political leaning friends, and they only go to the websites that make them feel good. And they, you know, on the conservative side, you only watch Fox News and maybe One America News now because, you know, they're not virulently, horribly anti-Trump. But we live in this bubble. So I'm looking at Gateway Pundit this morning. Here is an actual ad, a sidebar ad on the Gateway Pundit. And tell me if this is not funny to you, too. Maybe only as an independent-minded person can this be really funny. This is what it says on the Gateway Pundit. There's a big, you know, what happened was Gateway Pundit asked me to allow ads on the site. Little bar came up at the bottom, help support Gateway Pundit. I see you got an ad blocker on. Will you please allow us to run a few ads, you know, show you a few ads so we can monetize our site? I don't really care about that. A few ads is fine. Some websites have gotten so much, the pop-ups and those kinds of things, they make websites almost unusable. I don't know if you've been to Daily Caller. This is another one of these, you know, so-called conservative, I call them the kinos, conservative in name only. Daily Caller, their website is almost, it doesn't function well. It is so littered with advertisements and graphics. They have made it so bulky. Anyway, so Gateway Pundit, so I allow some ads on there. I'm not going to begrudge anybody the opportunity to make a little bit of money. They're running a website. It doesn't cost me anything to go to it. I'm a capitalist, man. I'm down with you, making a little bit of money. So I go to it, so I allow the pop-up ads. A big pop-up ad appears in the right column there. It says this. This is to quote it. I wrote this down verbatim. It says, pro-Trump news, the antidote to media bias. Can you see the problem with that as an ad? Even if you're a Trump supporter, can you? Now, look, I understand. I understand. The media is brutal on Donald Trump. It's as aggravating to me as it is to anybody just because I just want the news. And I get CNN. Come on, Don Lemon. I got to listen to Don Lemon or Larry O'Donnell or Rachel Maddow or any of these nut jobs. I'm with you. I understand. But when you've got a website advertising, this is again on the Gateway Pundit, pro-Trump news, the antidote to media bias, doesn't the title pro-Trump news, doesn't that say there's a bias? I mean, this is the world I'm living in right now. And I don't know if anybody cares. We'll get to the red meat stuff. We'll laugh at the Democrats. What I saw last night on the Democratic stage was pathetic. So I'm not bashing Donald Trump. I'm just saying, just as an independent person, boy, is it difficult these. Now, I've found some sites. And the thing is that I don't even really need an independent news site to be able to get an independent view on the news. I saw on the Gateway Pundit today, one of the headlines is great news. It either says good news or great news. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. I don't ever want to exaggerate. But it's like the very first story on Gateway Pundit right now says, good news or great news, ! Trump brings in this Grinnell guy's head of intelligence. Now, I looked at that and I got a little pain in the pit of my stomach because I know this Richard Grinnell guy. Do you want to know who was just brought in? Because the conservative, I'm going to put this in air quotes here, the so-called conservative websites will tell you that this Richard Grinnell is just a wonderful thing. And what was really fascinating to me is that this is the Gateway Pundit. Now, I would imagine if you went through most of the Gateway Pundit's content on their website, very conservative Christian. This is just my guess. I look at it pretty regularly. Talks about persecution of Christians, talks about some pro-life stuff, you know, all the things that are supposedly kind of Christian conservative. And what I got to tell you what, I got to pull this up. I don't want to get this wrong. I think it's important. And this is why I'm telling you it is so difficult to be an independent thinker, because I just look at what everybody else is reading and I think, oh my gosh, okay, here it is. Good news, President Trump names Ambassador Richard Grinnell as acting head of intelligence. Update, it's official. Gosh darn it. That's not the headline I was... Oh, here it is. Now, this is a conservative, Christian, Trump-supporting, Republican website. Richard Grinnell, let me just tell you this. You're going to see a lot of praise in the so-called conservative media that this Richard Grinnell guy is a great pick for Director of National Intelligence. I won't bore you with, what he will lead to. This guy is a warmonger. He's a warmonger. He's an Iran hawk. So if you're chomping at the bit for a war with Iran, Trump just brought in your guy. Now, Richard Grinnell is known to be a Trump loyalist. So Trump supporters will just cheer this move just because I know Trump's been surrounded by snakes. I've seen that too. I saw it before he appointed him. I pointed out many of them and told him, no, don't bring these things into your administration. And not that anybody's listening to me, but he brought snakes into his own administration and then was surprised that they turned out to be snakes. John Bolton is the chief among them. So Richard Grinnell is a Trump loyalist, and so he will be praised on Breitbart and on Daily Caller and right here on Gateway Pundit. But he is an Iran hawk. I am not a fan. If you want the war with Iran, Trump picked the right guy. Now, Trump may be looking at him and just saying, I need a loyalist. I need somebody who's loyal to me with these intelligence agencies. I get that. That's fine. But he could have picked somebody who maybe wasn't so excited about taking down Iran. Now, here's what was really fascinating to me. And this is what happens. This is what politics does to people. I do not care that Ambassador, currently or previously, I believe he was current. Richard Grenell has been the ambassador to Germany. He has no intelligence experience whatsoever. It's really kind of fine with me. I think we should be minding our own business. I think intelligence should be reserved for just finding out if somebody is planning and launching an attack on the United States, but instead it's used to, you know, meddle around the world and prop up our empire. Anyway, Richard Grenell is a gay guy. And as a libertarian, I don't care. I'm on record, on this air, every day saying, you be you, you live your life. I draw the line at things like transgenders reading to five-year-olds in kindergarten. I think that that is inappropriate. If you want to be transgender, go be transgender. I would maybe counsel you. I talk to you about the chemicals in the water. I tell you about the atrazine that's turning the frogs gay that you're drinking every day. And I did a good portion of my health show yesterday saying, talking about soy and some of these other things that are actually endocrine disruptors that are screwing up hormones. And maybe that's why sperm counts are down, why men have become feminized, why there's so much gender confusion now. It's probably the junk in our food. But bottom line is, this Richard Grenell guy that Trump just put in charge of the director as the director of national intelligence, he's gay. I don't particularly care, but it is interesting to me that if Obama or Sanders or Clinton or any Democrat had just put a gay person at the top of the as the director of national intelligence, I doubt conservative, so-called, I'm air quoting it here in the studio again, conservative media would be cheering that. Here is the Gateway headline, though, Gateway pundit. Another promise kept. Back in 2000, Donald Trump said he would appoint gays in a Trump administration. On Wednesday, he announced Ambassador Grenell as DNI. I just find that interesting that a conservative Christian website who would have probably lambasted an Obama administration appointment of a gay war hawk to the DNI has to be now cast into good light. Look at this. It's a promise kept. Donald Trump says he would bring gay people into the administration. By gosh golly, he's doing it. More winning. That is odd to me. And again, my problem with Richard Grenell as the new head of intelligence for the United States has nothing to do with his sexual orientation, trust me. It's the fact that he's a warmonger. And he is the kind of guy that will twist intelligence and make sure that Trump gets all of the things he needs to continue hostilities with Iran. Is that what you want? Some of you do. I've seen the comments. I've seen what's out there. Turn him into glass. Those Iranians don't know who they messed with. Donald Trump's not any Obama. I don't know how many of our kids, our sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, moms and dads, you want to see die in a war with Iran who has not attacked the United States in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, some people have that opinion. Anyway, just a very, very interesting time to be alive. I soldier on, looking at things independently, common sense-wise, beholden to nobody. It's like this headline. I think a lot of conservatives actually kind of believe that they're doing some level of a service because it is very true there is an anti-Trump bias in the mainstream media. I'm not breaking any news there. There's no doubt about it. But the answer to anti-Trump news, if you want the truth, is not pro-Trump news. It's just the truth. It's facts. Exchanging one bias, as horrible as it is in the mainstream media, with another bias, it is the two wrongs don't make a right. If you want to be informed, if you want to think for yourself, if you want things, if you want to know the truth, if you want to stay in the bubble, this is your prescription. Go to pro-Trump news, the antidote to media bias. I mean, that's your prescription. If you just want to feel better and have all of the news skewed, and look, I think I do a decent job on this show. I actually communicated with somebody the other day by email. They sent me a thing about Trump's accomplishments. I responded with a bunch of different responses. I said, yeah, exactly. Trump did this and did that. Trump got us out of the TPP. Fantastic. What a monster stroke of genius. Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Accords. That's just absolutely fantastic. He knocked it out of the park with that one. And I went through the list and everything that I saw that Donald Trump did that he had campaigned on and was delivering on that was good for the United States. I praised it. And then I said, but he's failed to deliver on some things. He's calling for negative interest rates. That's a horrible idea. It's great if you want to keep the Ponzi scheme of the American stock market going. But it's not a good idea for our children and grandchildren, and it kind of seems to be the focus. Anyway, I try to be as objective as I can and report the facts. It's a tough, tough road these days. But I believe I am the antidote to media bias, but I am the antidote to red and blue Kool-Aid radio. I actually had that as the tagline of my podcast before I came on WYAB. The Mike Madison Show, the antidote to red and blue Kool-Aid radio. That's what you've got right here. Take it for what it's worth. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Phone number here, 601-879-0002. I need to get like a breaking news, you know, some kind of a sound effect. I can't do the visuals that they give you on Fox News. Fox News is so, it's funny to me. Look, I was a big Fox News viewer, and if I watch the news, I like Tucker Carlson. They got a few bright spots on Fox News, but it's so much propaganda. I couldn't take it. Once you wake up to really... I don't know what Fox News is. Fox News tried to sell me John McCain. They tried to sell me Mitt Romney. Fox News told me what a patriot Robert Mueller was after 9/11. Fox News just carries the water for whatever they need to carry. This is just, it's not any better than the rest of them, but I understand. It's easier to watch that than, you know, CNN, MSNBC, the major network news. I mean, you know, if you want to watch cable news, you almost have no choice. One American News making a showing, though, but I need a little dun-dun, you know, some dramatic music as I do my coronavirus update. I don't think this is going anywhere soon, but I got a story here that I'm going to ask you, does this make any sense to you? I'll read this from the story. The reporting on the number of people with coronavirus and the number of people who have died, because I did a little bit of math, as I do. And I ask you if any of these things make sense. Here's the story. While China has come under fire over claims that they are grossly underreporting coronavirus figures, Chinese media is reporting that 40 industrial incinerators have been deployed to Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, which has officially killed more than 2,000 people, mostly in China. The incinerators, typically used to dispose of animal carcasses, are now being used to handle, quote, medical waste, according to NTD and relayed by the Daily Star. Sources quoted the Chinese media reports have raised obvious questions as to whether they are or will be used to dispose of human remains. According to the reports, the mobile incinerators, this was kind of just an interesting little factoid here. These things are no joke. The mobile incinerators are able to destroy up to 5 tons of waste per day, burning a load in as little as 2 seconds. The units are reportedly the size of a 20-foot standard shipping container and have a volume of 20 cubic meters and are able to crush solid waste, incinerate it, and then purify the smoke. Okay, so let's give the benefit of the doubt to the Chinese for just 1 second. And then I'm going to do a little bit of math with you here and tell me if you think the reporting out of China on the coronavirus makes any sense to you. there is a possibility that they are treating so many people, and this is a virus, that they brought these incinerators in to get rid of medical waste, just as the Chinese are saying. There's a possibility. I don't know, kind of knowing the Chinese, I think all in the back of all of our minds, we think, oh, yeah, they're burning a bunch of bodies over there. Hell, with the Chinese communist government, they may burn live people over there. You may just find out, if they find out you're infected, if this thing will take care of a load in 2 seconds, I got to tell you, they're going to need more than 40, though. They got 1.3 billion people over there. In the back of our minds, we're all thinking, yeah, that sounds like maybe they're burning some bodies over there. And let's just say maybe burning bodies that have coronavirus is the thing to do if you're trying to control a major outbreak. So even if those are there to actually, if they're lying about the medical waste and they just don't want to say we're having to incinerate people because we're worried about this virus, okay, I mean, you know, that's understandable. But here's the thing that makes no sense with the coronavirus to me. Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, here's a headline from yesterday. This is with this coronavirus shutting down the second largest economy in the world in China. Supply chains are being disrupted around the world. So it's not just Chinese firms. There are American firms that are not getting the parts and the products that they need from China. European, African, just everywhere. I mean, China is the manufacturing hub of the world. And their supply chains are disrupted. This is a huge economic story, yet yesterday here was the headline. Stocks up, bonds up, gold up, dollar up, oil up, virus death count up. This was a zero hedge headline. That's the absurd world we live in. But to believe the Chinese media, they say that 2,000 people have died, supposedly from the coronavirus. Not good news for those 2,000 people and their loved ones, for sure. But this is since December. And coronavirus was first discovered, I believe, in the early days of September, possibly even back into November. It really just hit the headlines here in the United States and worldwide in January when it started to spread and appeared to be something kind of serious for them. I will also say, I don't panic about this thing. I haven't seen one single white person, black person, nobody outside of Asian heritage that I have seen has died. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but when I've gone into stories, two people died in Iran, but I didn't get a sense. They didn't name the victims in the story that I read, so I don't know if they were Iranian, so that would make them Persian or Middle Eastern, or if these were Chinese nationals who just happened to be in Iran. So far, all of the deaths that I've seen reported have been Asian. This thing may be some kind of a race-specific, or they're more prone to it. Anyway, I don't panic about it, but listen to this. 2,000 people have died of coronavirus. Again, this is since December, so essentially 3 months, right? Well, 2 months. From December to January, January to February. Let's just, I never want to exaggerate here. I want to be modest. In 2 months, 2,000 people have died. In a nation of 1.3 billion people. So I did the math, or actually I didn't do the math. Someone else did the math for me. I did a little bit of internet search because my thinking was, why is China, if this has killed just 2,000 people, and you understand the flu in the United States kills multitudes of that each year. The regular old flu. We don't lock down the United States. China has locked down, last count I saw, was around 500 million people in China are on lockdown. You understand, that is like locking down the entire United States. No restaurants open, no movie theaters open, no buses running, no schools in session. Can you imagine that for the entire United States? China has effectively done that over there over the past month. For 2,000 people? Does that make any sense to anybody? In a country of 1.3 billion people, my question was immediately when I see these headlines, I thought, well, if you got a nation of 1.3 billion people, how many people die every day there anyway? 2,000 does not seem like a lot out of 1.3 billion people. In 2016, so here's the number. In 2016, there were 7.09 million people who died in China. This is in 2016, the last numbers I could find. If you divide that by 365 days, you get 19,424 people die every single day in China. So if you've got 19,000 people, 19,424 people dying every single day, and again, this is 60 days this coronavirus has been out there. So what is that? Something like, I mean, that's in the hundreds of thousands of people. I round up to 20,000 from 19,000. I do that by 60. It's 1.2 million people have died since this coronavirus in China just on an average day. No, 1.2. So what is this 2,000? If this is no big deal, why have they locked down 500 million people in there for 2,000 deaths when 19,000 people die every day in China and no one notices? That's just birth death, you know? People die in the United States every single day. People die in the United States of the flu by the tens of thousands, if you believe CDC numbers. Most of the time, it's people who it morphs into pneumonia. It's not necessarily the flu that kills you, but it's something else. But we don't lock down the United States because the flu kills 20,000, 30,000 people a year in the United States in a nation of 328 million people. Yet we are led to believe that this coronavirus has only killed 2,000 people and they've locked down 500 million. Something does not make sense there. Kind of feels like the Chinese government's lying, that maybe this is a tad bit more serious than they are letting on. It is the response that you should pay attention to, not these ridiculous statistics that both the Chinese government is putting out and the mainstream media is reporting verbatim, with almost no questions as to the origin of this virus. And not questioning that very simple math that I just did for you. Why is nobody in the mainstream media not asking, well, look, 19,000 people die every single day. Over the last 60 days, you've had 1.2 million people have died. What's a big deal about 2,000? Why would you lock down half of your country? 500 million people. Why would you keep them in their homes for 2,000 deaths? This does not make any sense. And this is going to be, again, I say, I'm not panicked about the coronavirus for the health of me or my family. This may turn into some kind of a flu, and I could be wrong. As soon as I start seeing pictures of big cities in the United States, if you looked at any of the pictures of China, there are people walking down the street that just suddenly collapse. That was a little concerning when I first looked at it. But until I see that in a Western society, until I see that in the white community, the black community, even the brown community, so far it is only in the Asian community. So I'm not worried about it as a health issue right now. Plus the fact, you know, you're Mike Madison. I'm all about my immune system, so I don't sweat these kinds of things. You could feel the same way I do, take control of your health, but I digress. But this is an economic story. I think this is going to be, this is a big event economically, a huge event, and the media will not tell you this, and Wall Street is pretending like it doesn't matter anything. Now, the Fed is just going to start pumping and printing and pumping and printing and pumping and printing because they know this is a big deal. It's something you might want to consider as you make your investment decisions going forward. This could be that tipping point. This could be the pin that our stock market bubble and our economic bubble has been looking for. We'll see. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
So it sounds like court is in session right now or about to take place with the sentencing of Roger Stone. This should be interesting to see exactly what transpires here. What kind of sentence does he get? Does Trump intervene? Does he pardon him? The treatment of Roger Stone by the Justice Department has been horrible, yet my heart doesn't break for Roger Stone as a person. Roger Stone has he's swam in the swamp for decades now, and you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens. What I find kind of interesting about it, though, is the idea that we're in some new phase of politics, which is just, I don't know, it's a very disruptive time, but politics is just as nasty as it's ever been. I got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, are you with me?
I am, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you today?
Better than I deserve, thank you. You might want to look into how much Amazon stock Jeff Bezos has been selling off here recently.
Is that how he bought his $165 million home last week?
Probably so. The information that I've gotten, and this is as of about a week ago, from about January 30th till then, he sold off $4.5 billion worth of Amazon stock.
Was there any suspicion of why that might be taking place right now?
I don't care about people speculating. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, well, I did the story.
I can speculate too, but you know, with China being shut down,
yeah,
I don't think Amazon can survive.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal on them. I mean, I'm just stunned. The markets just keep going up. I mean, and these Amazon and Apple stocks. I mean, heck, Apple put out a thing. You know, they're closing down Foxconn over there. Apple has already said their supply chains are going to be cut for a period of big disruption. And the Apple stock went to record highs. I mean, it is just bizarro world.
Couple more things.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, roughly 80,000 people a year die of the regular flu.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, during the Zika virus scare, Congress appropriated, I think it was $880 million to combat the Zika virus. But they don't do nothing about shoring up our electrical grid, which would only cost $1 billion. Now, here's the figures. The studies show that if our grid goes down, 10 million people in the United States will die.
Yeah.
So that for the money that they appropriated for the Zika virus, they could add just a little bit more and shore up our electrical grid, but they don't do that.
Yeah, I did. It's probably been a year and a half since I did the story. I think the number that I saw was like $2.3 billion to harden every connection in the United States. And you're right. In a $4.5, almost $5 trillion budget now, they don't have $2 million to just protect us against a solar flare or an EMP. That just hasn't quite made, you know, I mean, it's insane. I mean, should that ever happen, we should be with pitchforks and torches heading straight for the Capitol, because you're right. This is just a rounding error to places like the Pentagon, yet they don't take this very obvious thing to protect the infrastructure of the United States. That's always been a head scratcher to me.
Exactly. So I just want people to think about that.
Yeah. Well,
and then they can go off and speculate about why Jeff Bezos is selling off world Amazon stock.
You almost said WorldCom, didn't you?
Yeah, I almost did. Freudian slip.
That's right. That's right. We've seen it before. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I did the story yesterday. When we have got stock market at record highs and corporations are buying back more of their stock. I explained this yesterday. It's a way to financially manipulate their earnings. Should I do the math real quick for you? Let's just say you take in a hundred, you got up. I'm not going to do it. I'll get tongue-tied trying to explain it. But when you buy back your stock, you take it off of the market. It means there's fewer of your shares outstanding. So, you know, if you have 100 shares out there and you earn $1, then your return is 1%, right? But if you buy back half of those and then there's only 50 shares out there and you still earn the same $1, but your results show your profitability was 2%. And this is the financial game that the big corporations have been playing with all this Federal Reserve easy money, is they've been borrowing money at basically zero, buying back their stock, and this gooses their earnings per share because there's fewer shares out there. Their earnings haven't been growing. Their profits aren't going up. It's just their per share profit has been going up. But while these corporations have been doing tons of buying their own stock, they're called buybacks. While they've been doing that, I'd reported yesterday, insiders like what Steve just said, insiders like Jeff Bezos have been selling at a record pace. It's almost like the elites at the top know something we don't know, or maybe they don't have the confidence in this narrative of greatest economy the world has ever seen. They're getting out while the getting's good. Now, Jeff Bezos, if the timing of what he said of selling this stock since January, boy, he's probably pretty smart. Because if he saw this coronavirus stuff coming, and by January it was a story, he knows that Amazon is set for a real problem. As I said, I've got a friend who's trying to do some manufacturing in China. She's searching for some products to sell, and she's been contacting Chinese manufacturers. These Chinese manufacturers are not calling her back these days. She's not able to get in touch with anybody. It's a pretty bad time to be trying to start off a little bit of a supply chain out of China. Anyway, this is a huge financial story. It is stunning to me to watch the markets just shrug it off and the media pretend like it's a bunch of nothing and allowing the Chinese to just flat out lie about these statistics. And there's not anybody in mainstream media that is critical enough to go in there and really try to discover the real numbers. And if you're paying attention to any of the actual Chinese people who are desperately trying to get their voices out through Twitter or Facebook or I forget what they use, WeChat or something like that, something that they use in China, these people are being rounded up. For all you socialists out there, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders and the Democratic debates next hour. But for any of you socialists out there, go watch how the Chinese government is treating their people right now. Look at the pictures of them going in and rounding people up and grabbing them by the hair and dragging them down the street and throwing them into a cage. Go take a look at the hospitals that they built for this virus. They have cages on the doors. It looks like a dilapidated American prison is what they built for a hospital. This is what Bernie Sanders will usher in for you if you let that camel's nose under the tent with the air quotes here in the studio, democratic socialism. All night
with the king. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
The crow flies straight. All right, just a few minutes left in this hour. Next hour, we will talk about some of the Democratic debates. I watched some of it last night while I was doing something else. This is how I treat debates. To me, are almost like speeches. I'm such a weird bird when it comes to being a conservative radio station talk show host. I'm interested in what's actually happening. Not what anybody says they're going to do. Not what anybody lays claim to. Not what some professional speechwriter or focus group told some candidate on a stage to say. I pay attention to the things that are actually happening. It seems like we would be wise to judge these people by their actions and not their words. I don't know. I'm 52 years old. I've been paying attention to politics now for just about 30 years. Maybe even longer than that. Probably when I was even 24, 25. If a cute girl had wanted me to be a socialist, I probably just would have been a socialist. I wasn't real committed to my beliefs in the early 20s. That's why I say I think you should have to be 30 years old to vote. Maybe 35 in today's more immature society. I actually think voting should be IQ-based, to be honest with you. Some people say, you should have to pay taxes to vote. Let me tell you people something. That sounds all great and good and everything. Everybody pays taxes. Even people who rent a house and, I mean, you can't get through this world. Every product you buy from a corporation, the taxes that corporation is going to pay are baked into the price of what you pay for. Every rent that you pay has got property taxes and any other taxes baked into that. Everybody pays taxes. I prefer it be IQ based. Of course, if it was And at the IQ level that I might want to set, we might only have about 3,000 people in the United States deciding who wins the presidency. That wouldn't really be fair. I might need to lower my expectations, but, you know, or, I don't know, a civics test. It cracks me up. I was listening to somebody make reference to the fact that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, is actually an economics major. And at first, it just always made me laugh when I heard that this woman, this socialist idiot, got a degree in economics, for goodness sake. And she has some of the worst economic policies in the country. But the thing is that, you know, economics is a horribly flawed science. You've got a bunch of economists on the Federal Reserve right now and have had them there for over 100 years now, always telling us that they have everything firmly in control. And then when a financial crisis hits, whether it's the Great Depression or whether it's 2000 or 2008, they always say, oh, we couldn't have seen this coming. When idiots like me can be out there saying, whew, this does not look good. It's just like the bubble I'm pointing out to you now. It's going to pop. And the Federal Reserve will try to do their thing. And they say, oh, we couldn't have seen this coming. You know, they'll blame it on coronavirus or whatever. No, it's not. Coronavirus may be the pin that pops it, but they have built up such excesses in debt. It is no different than your household. Our country just gets a new credit card. We just keep applying for new credit cards and we get them. We know that doesn't end well for a family. It doesn't end well for a nation anyway. Don't let these people convince you that they've got some magic solution to it. But we'll talk about these things. Bernie Sanders got stronger again last night. And I got to tell you, I see a lot of confidence from the Trump supporters out there. It's a cakewalk for Trump in 2020. I got to tell you, I just caution you. I'm with you. It's hard to imagine any of the people that were on that stage last night becoming president of the United States. That's why I want an IQ-based voting system. Because none of those people would stand a chance. But there was a very similar cockiness to me in the Hillary camp in 2016. If they can't stop Bernie Sanders and he gets out there and start floating this idea, we're gonna forgive all your student loans, we're going to give you free college. And again, you got 18-year-olds out there voting. You got 35, 45, 55-year-olds out there right now paying, what, $1,200 a month in health insurance premiums? And because we don't have an IQ requirement, they can't quite figure out that, yeah, that premium might disappear, but you're going to pay for it in taxes, and it's going to be a worse system. I can't stand the healthcare system as it stands right now, but I know the only way to make it worse is to put the government in charge of it. And I would just encourage Trump supporters, your tact should not be cockiness between now and November. I think your tact should be try to approach these people who have some affinity to socialism or think Bernie Sanders may be their guy, and try to approach them with some loving kindness to just educate them. I think a cocky attitude heading into 2020 is what the Hillary supporters were engaged in heading into 2016, and it did not work out well for them. And I'm telling you, Bernie Sanders, a disaster. He's just, I can't even begin to tell you how bad Bernie Sanders is, but I can also not begin to tell you, never underestimate the stupidity of the American public. I don't think you've ever gone wrong betting against Americans making a bad decision.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Phone number here, 601-879-0002. You have no idea the value you get on this show every day. I'm constantly working for you to uncover the truth, the stories behind the stories, the truth behind the headlines. It would be easy for me to come in here 5 minutes before airtime and pull up Drudge Report and comment on every headline that I thought was political out there and feed red meat to anybody who, you know, we're largely a Republican state. It'd be so easy that I sometimes question myself, why don't I just do that? Instead, I spend hours and hours digging through stories. I was even at work for you on the break. I just got curious. During the news break, they were talking about this Richard Grenell guy who is now director of national intelligence. The Democrats are knocking him because he doesn't have any experience. I started to wonder about that. So I thought I did a little bit of digging on him. A little bit of digging. It was just during a commercial break. I'll do more later. He's a war hawk. He's an Iran hawk. So if you're itching for the Iran war, you probably got the right guy in there. Myself, not so much. I'm not happy about this appointment. He's a Trump loyalist, though, Mike. He needs somebody there he can trust. Well, yeah, but I wish there was somebody in there that we could trust to keep us out of another war, and Richard Grenell is not going to be that guy. Anyway, I know. Well, I'm not going to say it. A couple of little things about him I found just during the break, and then I'll move on to the Democrat debates. He's been the ambassador. He was a spokesman for four ambassadors to the United Nations. He was the foreign policy spokesperson for anyone? Mitt Romney. Yeah, this is a real outsider there, aren't you? Isn't it? He was the spokesperson for Mitt Romney, becoming the first openly gay spokesperson for a Republican presidential candidate. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in government and public administration from Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, and he received a master's degree in public administration from the Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government. I started looking down through the rest of this stuff. I'm getting to the part where I say, maybe he's got more experience than we know. He worked for George W. Bush, Director of Communications and Public Diplomacy, and became the longest-serving U.S. spokesman at the United Nations, led communication strategies on issues such as the war on terror, Iran and North Korea's nuclear weapons program, and the UN oil for food corruption scandal. In 2009, Grenell founded Capital Media Partners, an international strategic media and public affairs consultancy with offices in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and Washington, D.C. And he's under contract with Fox News and all this stuff. Then he was appointed to ambassador to Germany. This is where I think it gets interesting. Here, let me just tie a couple things together. Now, I am always on the watch for this, and I could be completely wrong. Again, as I said, I haven't done extensive research on the guy. I just know he's a war hawk, and I don't want another war hawk in Donald Trump's administration. He's chock full of them. He needs a more sane person. You know, somebody he might have appointed during 2016 when he was talking about getting us out of wars. Capital Media Partners is essentially a lobbyist organization. That's what he did after his extensive time in the George W. Bush administration. He's been at the UN. He's Mitt Romney's guy. He goes to the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, comes out, is involved with the war on terror, the United Nations, and then he forms a lobbying group. Now, what I think is especially interesting, then he was put as ambassador to Germany. Now, Germany is kind of the front lines on the U.S. hostility towards Russia. Now, you didn't hear that wrong. On most media, you will hear Russian hostility and aggression towards the United States. It's actually the other way around for the most part. Putin, is he a good guy? Nah, probably a corrupt guy, probably worth billions of dollars. He's looted from the transition, the chaos of 1990s in Russia. But America is far more aggressive towards Russia than Russia is to the United States. I should play a clip. I'm going to play a clip in just a second. But Germany is kind of this front of the United States effort to go against Russia. And this is not about security of the United States. This is not about Russia's aggression or their desire to attain more landmass and invade other countries. This is a pipeline and energy issue. The United States has been, under the Barack Obama administration and now under the Trump administration, because these kinds of policies transcend politics, you people out there are the only ones who really care about the R's and the D's. You understand that, don't you? You're wound up to be the little minion armies of the R's and D's, while behind the scenes, they're all taking care of the, you know, the pipeline stuff, the defense contractors, the lobbyists. Both parties are doing the biddings of those things. They got a lot in common when it comes to serving the big moneyed interests, but they put you out there as a little front lines to fight with each other on Twitter. It's fascinating to watch once you kind of get out of it and can see it more clearly. Anyway, as ambassador to Germany, he was put in there, and this is the, as I say, kind of the tip of the spear in our antagonization of Russia, because this is where the Nord Stream pipeline stuff comes into play. Europe has been wanting to buy natural gas from Russia. The United States has been sanctioning and threatening and everything else because we want to provide the natural gas. Now, are you going to make any money if the United States companies provide natural gas to Europe instead of Russia? Of course you won't. It may get us into a war where your sons and daughters may be shipped off to fight Russia at some point. You'll get to fight and die for it, but you're not going to see any of the benefits of it. With Germany being at the tip of the spear of that, I bet you Richard Grenell's a spook. Now, I could be wrong about this. I see spooks everywhere because I know how corrupt our world is. I know that Anderson Cooper did 2 summer interns with the CIA before becoming somehow a CNN anchor. I've played the clips of hearings before Congress where they've asked the CIA, do you have people in the mainstream media? And they go, well, we prefer not to talk about that in public. Richard Grenell may have more intelligence experience than we are led to believe. Somebody from the John F. Kennedy School of Government, a lobbyist and a foreign policy advisor to Mitt Romney, he may be a spook already. He may have been working with Central Intelligence for quite some time, running the Russian-Germany interference campaign for a while. I am going to play this clip real quick for the break because I found it fascinating and I don't know where else I'll fit it in. Or I could do it on False Flag Friday tomorrow. What do I want to do? I'm going to play this. I'll go ahead and do it now. I'm going to just show you how the media propagandizes to you, and most people are completely unaware of it, except for those of you who listen to The Mike Madison Show. This was 60 Minutes. I saw this Sunday night. I want you to listen to the way. This is a Trump hit piece about the server in Ukraine for the DNC. The clip's 13 minutes long. I could play the whole thing and do a week's worth of shows on all the inaccuracies on this stuff and how nasty this is, where CNN is basically bowing to CrowdStrike, which is a very, very seedy, shady little organization in the first place. They were the ones responsible for DNC's servers. But I'm just going to play this opening clip because I want to show you how propaganda works on the mainstream media. I want you to hear what they have to say about Russia.
His lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is pursuing allegations of corruption in Ukraine. This past week, Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department would carefully scrutinize what Giuliani finds. Last July, President Trump made the phone call to Ukraine that led to impeachment. He asked the president of Ukraine to investigate a mysterious Democratic National Committee computer server that Mr. Trump said was hidden in Ukraine. We have found that odd request is a story that has grown over the years and was influenced by Moscow.
Uh-huh.
You may have wondered how the president was impeached over Ukraine, of all places. The answer is in the story of the mystery server, a reminder that the U.S. and Russia have been on opposite sides of a war in Ukraine since Russia's invasion in 2014.
Boom. There you go. And that was swallowed by the American people and viewers of 60 Minutes. There's conservatives and Democrats, liberals. Everybody believes this idea of Russia's Russian aggression. It's very interesting. That's Scott Pelley, one of the slimiest people on network news. It's very interesting to me. He talks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He's talking about Crimea. Real quickly, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. I've talked about it a ton of times. Crimea voted 90%. The citizens of Crimea voted 90% to stay Russia. They're ethnic Russians largely in Crimea. Now, why did that happen in the first place? Because Scott Pelley seems to leave it out of that segment there. Why did the Russians feel the need to come in and protect? Why did the people of Crimea suddenly want to stay a part of Russia? Why did they vote to stay a part of Russia? Because Scott Pelley leaves out the part where, before that incident, the United States, and this is no secret, overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine. They elected a government that was friendly to Russia. And our deep state, State Department, CIA thugs said, we don't want, Ukraine's very important for energy stuff. Again, you'll never see a nickel of money that moves through Ukraine. The Bidens will see some money from it. People like McCain and Lindsey Graham, they'll see some money from it. You'll never see a nickel from these energy deals going on. So I understand why you don't really care about them and don't pay attention to them, because it doesn't benefit you. Again, your sons and daughters will be sent over there to fight and die for things like this, while the people who make the money off these things enjoy the lap of luxury stateside. But it's very interesting to me that Scott Pelley leaves out the fact that prior to the Russian incursion into the Crimea portion of Ukraine was because Russia was responding to the overthrow by the United States of the Ukrainian government to try to flip them over into an anti-Russia government. And we succeeded in doing that. We also succeeded in installing some neo-Nazis in Ukraine now, too. But that's how media propaganda works. And that's what gets me up in the morning to come here and tell you this. Because there's got to be some counter to this. It is absolutely, absolutely stunning stuff. All right, I'm going to move on. We'll get to the Democrat debates. I got to give some red meat stuff out. I got to do some of the stuff. And the debates last night, one word, pathetic.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, so I did not purposely really tune into the Democratic debates. You're not listening to a guy, even though I have to talk about politics and current events, you're not listening to a guy who DVRs speeches and debates and really pores over them. But I turned on the Democratic debate last night, listened to it for a little while, probably 20, 30 minutes. In the background, you know, I wasn't focused on it. As a matter of fact, I had the audio. I wasn't looking at the video of it. I know what these people look like. They ain't nothing to write home about. I just kind of wanted to hear what craziness they were spouting. It was the Bloomberg beatdown. I got a clip on that in just a second. We know now why Bloomberg tried to stay off on the sidelines. If I were him, too, and I had $60 billion, I'd rather spend $1 billion than be publicly humiliated like he was last night. So I get it. I don't like the guy at all, but I get it. But what I took away from it as I listened to it is really what I take away from debates on both sides of the aisle, from speeches on both sides of the aisle, is that America has become, the people of America have become sad to me. Don't take this wrong or judgy. Maybe there's no other way to take this. And if you're listening to this show, particularly on a regular basis, I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm talking about. Particularly on the Democratic side, I will say, maybe 75% on the Democrat side of this, there's a pathetic, sad, helpless group of people who want to elect these people. And I don't know another way to do it. I've said this before. If you are an adult male with working arms and legs and a brain and you can tie your own shoes, I don't know what you get from Democrats. Did you really need that room full of white people to tell you that they're going to make everything okay because you are too pathetic to make it through this world on your own? I listen to them. They're going to get you the health care. They're going to increase your wages. They're going to take care of your college. They're going to take care of everything for, because you are so pathetic. You are so pathetic that if it were it not for them, you would be curled up in a fetal position on the streets somewhere because you can't run your own life. This is what I hear when I hear these Democrats talk. And I think about the people that I know who are thinking Democrats. And there are some of them that I'm really fond of. And I wouldn't be quite this direct with it, but I would just ask them a simple question. Why do you need these people to take care of so much of the things in your life for you? And I might entertain an answer to me if they had ever been effective at doing anything in the first place. You've got a bunch of people who have never delivered anything of any substance to anybody. They've not fixed anything. They haven't made anything better for you. They just keep promising you more and more, and your appetite as a Democrat, I guess, just grows for more and more. I want more and more. Yeah, you got us our Social Security and our Medicare. You got me all free from 65 on, but can't you make it free from 25 on? Or can't you make kindergarten free too? I mean, we can't be expected, like generations before us, to actually take care of our own children. Can you not please pick them up from the nursery at the hospital and put them in the loving government arms and raise them for me? I mean, this is what it sounds like to me. Am I being hysterical about this? Am I missing something? Because it sounds like a bunch of elite politicians telling you that if it were not for them, you wouldn't have a stand a chance. And that is so emasculating. I say this all the time, but it's the Democratic men that really, you know, women, I think there's something biological, and no offense to anybody who wants to go out and do a career. There are women out there that are so much more smart than I am. They are so much more accomplished than I am, and God love you, but I'm sure there's something about the female, biologically, that they may want to be protected. I mean, I think that there's something to that. Can we still say that, or am I now some kind of a sexist? There's something about the feminine that may like having a man around to protect her or to have a family structure, to feel some level of security that men may walk out into dark woods where women would not. That's just kind of my feeling. That's just my thinking. So if you're a woman and you look to these politicians for some level of safety and security, at least I kind of get that. The problem is they've never delivered that for you before. I mean, it's been a disaster. You look around how things are. You think it's all Trump's fault. Trump's been there for 3 years of a system that's been decaying for 60. Yet you've been convinced by the mind control and the lunatic left to blame everything on Donald Trump. That they've never delivered anything for you. But at least I understand if you're a woman. If you are a self-respecting man and you need Bernie Sanders, you need an 80-year-old. You need an 80-year-old white guy that was mayor of some town in Vermont to ride to your rescue? Look, I have faced difficult times. I'm dissatisfied with things that are going on in my life right now. Do you know the last person I want to help me with those things? Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Michael Bloomberg. Nor even Donald Trump. I want him to leave me alone. But what self-respecting, able-bodied human man in the United States looks at these Democrats and says, oh, if they would just help me a little bit more, I think everything would be great. Even though their track record's terrible, I think now they've really got some great ideas. Now they'll improve my income. What, you can't get off of minimum wage by yourself? A lot of people have done it for decades and decades, but you need somebody to come in there and by dictate from Washington, D.C., raise your wages because you haven't been able to do it. Do you know what's happened to healthcare since the government got involved in it? Do you understand even what healthcare was like in the 50s and 60s? Do you even know? It was people paying doctors to swing by the house at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon to take care of little Jimmy. And it was cheap. The government stuck their nose into health care and created the mess we're in. And you think that Bernie Sanders will figure it all out for you. There's just a patheticness around these things. And I'll tell you, because I'm equal opportunity here, there's a lot on the right, too. You're so scared of Iran. Oh, my God. We need to spend trillions of dollars to rebuild this military because you don't understand those mullahs in Iran. They're going to kill us all. There's a terrorist behind every bush. Save us. Everybody's looking for this government to fix your problem. This is insanity. This is why I'm a libertarian. I want them to sit down, shut up, and go away. All of them. We'll play these clips from the Democratic debate. The brutalization of Mike Bloomberg was kind of entertaining. He's not a good character. Certainly didn't garner a lot of sympathy last night, I don't think. But I also have a theory about that. Bloomberg knew this was coming. There's a reason that he did not join earlier and get into the earlier debates and go through New Hampshire and Iowa. He knew this was coming. And what he did, which was really very smart, I don't know many people would say he's dumb. He's a slimy little thing, but sure, he's not dumb. He figured he could, and he did exactly what he wanted to do. So he went out there and built his poll numbers based on just single speeches that he could give and a ton of advertising. So he had a running start going into the debate. But boy, his running start hit a brick wall last night, apparently. And Bernie Sanders is surging again. It's unbelievable to me. Where are you, Democratic men? Well, I mean, where are you? What has happened to you during your life that you need Bernie Sanders to help you, an 80-year-old white dude with democratic socialism? It's just a head-scratcher, and it's really sad. I talk a lot about the learned helplessness in our society when it comes to health care. Everybody's sitting around crossing their fingers hoping they don't get sick instead of just doing something about it for yourself. See, this is where I have a problem kind of with conservatives and Republicans. You kind of do the same thing. I talked about it yesterday. You talk about the welfare queen sitting on her butt just collecting benefits. But I see a whole lot of people that are a burden on the healthcare system because you won't take out some of the crap out of your diet. You're killing us in this healthcare costs because you won't lift a finger to get some of the garbage out of your food. You're a burden to the healthcare system, and we all have to pay it through healthcare premiums and through the bankrupting of Medicare and Medicaid because you won't pay attention to what goes in your mouth. See, everybody on both sides, everybody's riding the system, waiting for the system to fix it all. We won't take any personal responsibility. It was really on display with the Democrats last night, but I can't help but point out it is a bipartisan thing. Everybody thinks that Trump is going to fix their life. He's going to fix the nation all by himself. Doesn't matter who he brings in. Doesn't matter what happens. Everything he does is winning, and he's going to fix it all. And I'm watching what's going on. It ain't being fixed. It's not being fixed. And these Democrats certainly aren't going to do it. We'll listen to Bloomberg get beat up. That'll be more popular when I come back. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. If you ever miss the show, you ever want to catch it at a different time, I do podcast this show at the end of every show. I produce it, put it out there. You can go to WYAB.com, scroll down to my page. It'll take you to my Podbean page. That's Podbean, like the bean. Or you can go to themikemadisonshow.podbean.com, or you can go to Apple Podcast and search for The Mike Madison Show. And share some independent thinking with some of your friends who might need it. So Bloomberg stepped up on his box and joined a debate yesterday. And now we know why he hasn't done this earlier. Elizabeth Warren apparently seemed to take the mantle of the main attack animal for this thing, with her political career all but over. Well, I mean, she'll retain some. Again, some of these helpless and pathetic people have elected her to be a senator, and so I guess she'll continue in that role. They'll keep voting for her. What's wrong? I love New England. Spent a lot of time there as a kid. I was in New Hampshire. That's where my grandparents lived, in Concord, New Hampshire. But I spent a lot of time in Massachusetts and in Vermont. Vermont's where I would go skiing. I love those places. They're beautiful. I like the people. I kind of like the vibe of it. Most of the time I was up there was during the winter. We'd go up there every Christmas morning. We'd open up presents, and by noon we were headed to the airport to get on a plane. We'd go up there. It'd be a bunch of snow. It was always very quiet. It's just, right now, I could start taking a nap right now just thinking about how relaxing it was to go to New England, to go to New Hampshire. That being said, what is wrong with you people up there? What is wrong with you? You got Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren or your senators up there? Anyway, since she is obviously not long for this campaign as a serious contender for presidency, thank goodness. Of course, that's the sad thing about this race. It's like playing whack-a-mole with a bunch of nut jobs. You're happy to see one of them go back down into the hole. You know, Elizabeth Warren rose up and then smack, she got smacked right back down. Bloomberg's coming up, smacked right back down. It's rewarding to see them get smacked back down, but the next whack-a-mole that comes out is worse than the one that got beaten. Anyway, she led the charge in her tough talk last night.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
I think we need something different than Donald Trump. I don't think you look at Donald Trump and say we need someone richer in the White House.
When Mayor Bloomberg was busy blaming African Americans and Latinos for the housing crash of 2008, I was right here in Las Vegas, literally just a few blocks down the street, holding hearings on the banks that were taking away homes.
The reason the stop and frisk changed is because Barack Obama sent moderators to see what was going on. The policy was abhorrent, and it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have.
The language he used is about stop and frisk. It's about how it turned out. Now, this isn't about how it turned out. This is about what it was designed to do to begin with. You need a different apology.
Senator,
here,
thank
Mr.
you.
Everyone up here has released their tax returns, Mayor. I think, and it is a major issue because the President of the United States has been hiding behind his tax returns.
I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women. That just doesn't cut it. We are not going to beat Donald Trump with a man who has who knows how many non-disclosure agreements and the drip, drip, drip of stories of women saying they have been harassed and discriminated against.
Maybe we should also ask how Mayor Bloomberg in 2004 supported George W. Bush for president.
The idea that you're able to have a capital gains tax that you pay at the rate of 20% if you are Mike Bloomberg or whomever, it has a whole lot of money, and someone else is paying at your staffer is paying at 25% is wrong.
If we're going into the election of our lives against a president who rose to power by cynically exploiting the frustration of ordinary Americans feeling like leaders weren't speaking to them, then I think that turning to someone like Mayor Bloomberg, who thinks he can buy this election, is no better a way to succeed than turning to somebody like Senator Sanders, who wants to burn the house down.
That was your CIA asset, Pete Buttigieg, there. I did a show on that again. Get the podcast. I'm telling you, Pete Buttigieg is a spook. If he's not a spook, and by spook, do you know that spook is the word for spy? This refers to the CIA. If he's not a spook, He's got an awful lot of spooks behind him for just the, you know, medium-sized South Bend, Indiana mayor. He certainly has an awful lot of CIA people behind him. So I'm just saying. But anyway, it's entertaining as I watch that clip. I love watching the Democrats. I don't know if Republicans did this or not. Again, I don't watch a lot of these things. I couldn't care less, to be honest with you. I don't know what people get from these things. It's like intrinsically and intellectually we all know politicians lie to us. And then people tune in, particularly the people who weigh in on politics. A lot of people don't pay any attention to this. That's fine, too. Then you tune in to debates and speeches to welcome the lies into your home. But you pick out your guy and you say, but my guy, it's my guy telling the truth versus a bunch of liars on the stage. You know, it's this weird human trait we have where when we fall in love with a politician, our guy is, he's really shooting us straight and the rest of them are liars. I look at these debates and speeches as just, I'm not going to invite those lies into my home. Show me what you're going to do. I'll judge you on what I see you do. I don't want to hear what you say you're going to do. I don't want you taking credit for things because I'll know whether or not you deserve credit for it. I don't need that level of spoon feeding to me. But the Democratic debates, I don't know if they did this in the Republican debate. They have to raise their hand to get called on by NBC. It's pathetic. It just seems the whole exercise of last night was pretty pathetic. I'll see if I've got any more clips that are even worth playing. There was a lot of fireworks, you know, people, Bloomberg being there kind of spiced things up from what had gotten really old and stale. But the bottom line is Bernie Sanders came out of this thing smelling good. I think they said Pete Buttigieg might have gotten a little bump from this, you know, the CIA asset, the spook Buttigieg, Poot the spook. But I don't know if there's anything else really worth playing. I just found Mike Bloomberg's coming out party did not go especially well for him. He is apparently taking quite a dive in the polls. It was interesting to hear all of the scandals kind of laid out, you know, the stop and frisk thing. And let me get this off my chest, too. It was really kind of gross when I saw Trump come out and call Mike Bloomberg a racist for the stop and frisk stuff. Now, as a civil libertarian myself, as a libertarian, I know the problem with crime in inner cities is gang violence. And that's created by the drug war. So if you want to knock out 80 to 90% of all violent gun activity in this country, get rid of the drug war. I mean, it's right in front of your face. I can make the case all day to you, but if you can't catch on to that, I mean, we created gangs. Go look at the 1920s. You created Al Capone and his gangs, and violence was unleashed across the country. And the country said, oh my God, what have we done? We're going to repeal this prohibition. And you don't have any more alcohol violence. You don't have the Coors people shooting up the Budweiser people now. So if you really want to do these things, you can feel a warm... But it was amazing to see when Trump weighed in and called him a racist on the stop and frisk, that was such political opportunism. That's what the left was doing. It was just this... And I saw so-called conservatives who would have praised stop and frisk. And look, the idea of profiling someone for when you're looking for criminals, that's kind of common sense. I don't know when we decided we can no longer follow common sense. Well, I don't know. Last 10 or 20 years has kind of shown that that's the case. But it was interesting to watch conservatives call out Bloomberg on stop and frisk. You've been cheering stop and frisk under Giuliani and under Bloomberg for decades, but as soon as he becomes a challenger to Donald Trump, now suddenly it's horrible. He's a racist. Look at that. He's a racist. I mean, I just can't twist myself into those mental pretzels that most people can't. But Bloomberg having that and having his wealth and having his all the problems he's got with women, he sounds like, from all accounts as I've been watching this, because again, I'm going to tell you, I kind of want to see Bloomberg become the nominee only for one simple reason, is that I was the first one to tell you back in March of last year that he was going to be the guy. And that was from a very wealthy person within the Democratic Party who said, looking at this field of candidates that was emerging during 2019, he said, well, they can do whatever they want to, but Bloomberg's going to end up being the guy. I was surprised at the time, but I reported it on the air, and sure enough, he's been rising. I don't like Bloomberg. He might be entertaining to go up against Donald Trump, just for the back and forth between the two of them. But the bottom line is the only good thing out of a Bloomberg nomination is going to be that Mike Madison was the only person on any radio show telling you that was the truth back in March of last year. It'd be a big feather in my cap.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
Final segment here on the Mike Madison Show for today. I got a great clip for tomorrow. I can't wait to play a funny clip lambasting the mainstream media tomorrow. We'll do that on a look back at the week on the lunatic left. Should have plenty of good clips for that show tomorrow. I want to remind everybody, if you need an attorney, I really make this as somebody who's had experience in court, all kinds of different things, or just legal matters in general, business, law, that kind of stuff. Get a good attorney. You seriously need an attorney with some good experience. Danks Miller and Corey, they've got 100 years, over 100 years of combined experience with the team over there. Very successful firm, and they will take care of you reasonably. It's not, you know, you can get into an attorney situation where you're just hemorrhaging money. That's not, Danks Miller and Corey gets down to it. They will represent you successfully, and they'll do it efficiently as well. They've got a ton of different areas they practice in. They do business law, administrative enforcement actions, business formation, commercial transactions, family law, insurance disputes, state and federal criminal matters, municipal government law, personal injury, professional malpractice, and zoning and land use. I'm telling you, they've got experience in it all, and they're a successful firm. You can reach Danks Miller and Corey if you need an attorney and you want to make sure you got a good one. Give them a call at 601-957-3101. 601-957-3101, or visit them online, danksmillercorey.com. And they've got everything there. You'll see everything that they do, and you'll read about some of the verdicts and things that they've gotten. It is a very quality, long-standing law firm that could do you right. Here's my theory on the Bloomberg thing. As I watched last night him be brutalized, and I kind of knew it was coming. You knew they were going to go after him. They're, you know, particularly Bernie Sanders. I just love Babylon Bee. Their thing where Bernie Sanders was just didn't know what to do with a campaign where he had to ask people to voluntarily give him money. He really likes it better when he can just force him at the point of a gun to give him money like all socialists do. That cracks me up. I knew Bernie Sanders would come after him, but when I watched him brutalize Bloomberg last night and realize his real vulnerability, and he immediately sank in the polls. I didn't know if he'd somehow get through it. I mean, you know, there are moderate Democrats out there that do not want a socialist. This is why I believe the Democratic Party, after this election, either if Bernie gets the nomination, then more thinking Democrats will not vote for him, or they'll vote for Donald Trump. If he is robbed of the nomination, then the progressives will leave the party. I believe the Democratic Party is going to split in two. At least ideologically, they are going to be at war with each other for some time to come. When Bernie Sanders goes in and fails spectacularly, like he will if he were to be elected, then the more moderate, more centrist Democrats will say, well, see, we told you, and the progressives will be all hurt and pouty, and they're going to have a civil war in the Democratic Party for a long time coming. It's a beautiful thing to see. I'd like to see a civil war in the Republican Party. I'd like to see the establishment. Unfortunately, the establishment has put themselves, they've tied themselves to Donald Trump. And now a lot of Trump supporters love the establishment. Well, look at the genius of Mitch McConnell and how he got the acquittal. I mean, you know, Lindsey Graham is now a hero for the Trump supporter because Lindsey Graham has decided that his political fortunes would be better served by pretending to be friends with Donald Trump. They don't care about Donald Trump. They want Trump gone. They couldn't care less. They just know that you like Donald Trump, so they tie themselves to him, and you believe it. It's gross to watch, but it's happened. But here's the thing. As I watched Bloomberg get taken down a notch, and I see the polls today, here's what could happen. Bloomberg's kind of the last chance for a more centrist, and he's tacting left, and he's horrible and all that stuff. But, you know, he is kind of the establishment, more moderate side of the Democratic Party, even though some of his ideas are pretty far left. He's their last chance. Biden's not going to make it. Buttigieg not going to make it. Bernie Sanders is pretty much wrapping up this nomination, barring some trickery at the DNC. And we all know they're prepared to do that. So with Bloomberg being taken down a notch and Bernie Sanders set to probably hit a couple of more pretty successful primaries, heading into the Democratic Convention, these moderates and centrists are going to be looking for a champion. And I'm going to say it again in this segment I've called Witch Watch. Does this blow open the door? If Bloomberg's not the guy, Bloomberg, they say he was floating the idea of Hillary as the vice president. He denied it. I don't know what the truth of that is. But if he's taken down a notch and the establishment wing of the Democratic Party does not have a champion, does this open the door for Hillary Clinton to come in and, air quotes here in the studio, save the Democratic Party from a socialist? I'm telling you, you cannot put anything past that woman, and we'll see. And the same way the genius of Michael Bloomberg to try to buy the election from the outside and wait for the last possible minute to get into any debates, because he was going up the polls. He was in number, I think he was in the second position, wasn't he? He was ahead of Biden and Warren and Buttigieg and everybody heading into last night. He's below him now, I believe. But just like he was smart enough to stay out of the line of fire for a longer period of time than the rest of these nut jobs, Hillary Clinton is just sitting on the sideline. We kind of imagine her, you know, rubbing her hands together. Maybe she's got a cat in her lap, you know, kind of the evil James Bond villain type thing, just watching them implode on the stage last night, watching Bloomberg get knocked down a rung or two, realizing it's all working according to plan. She's just biding her time. The other thing to that is Bernie Sanders just going to go? Are they going to step aside and let him be the nominee? It's almost hard to imagine that that's the case, but his power may be such that he overwhelms and it's going to be so obvious that they're going to have to rob him of this thing that they just can't get away from it. And the Democratic Party then suddenly becomes the party of socialism. Either way, it's a gift to those of us that oppose the Democrats. I just wish, as I say, the Democratic Party needs to be destroyed, but the Republican Party needs to be reformed. I wish there was a party I could really cheer for out of the two major ones. I can't like either of them. That's all the time I got. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.